Well, there's several terms for it. There's boil or rising or carbuncle.
Oh, sure, I know that. I thought you meant the discharging of the element.
What, do you have a word for the stuff that comes out?
Pus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what would you call the sore itself?
A boil, a carbuncle.
Would you say rising?
I call it a boil.
All right, fine. And then if a bee stung me, your hand stung you, your hand might
swell up.
Okay, and so yesterday it
swelled up.
And it has
swollen.
If you get a blister, the liquid in the blister would be
a lymph.
All right. And in a war, if a bullet went through your arm, you'd say you had a bullet.
Pierce my arm.
I have a bullet. What?
In my arm.
A noun. The doctor treated his
wound.
Yes. Do you know a name for a kind of skinless growth around a wound if it doesn't heal right? Has to be cut out?
I think so. But it's called
some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Yes. What is the kind of brown liquid you might put on a cut that's still?
Iodine. Mm-hmm.
And what did they used to give as a tonic for malaria?
Quinine. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he
died.
Mm-hmm. Is there another way of saying died?
He passed away.
All right. Is there a crude way of saying it or a joking way?
Kick your bucket.
Yes. Okay. And if you didn't know the cause of death, you might say, I don't know what he died
with.
All right. And the place where people are buried is the
cemetery.
Is there an older name for it?
Graveyard, yeah.
Is that older?
Graveyard, I'd say we're much older than cemetery. Mm-hmm. Cemetery is a fancy word.
And a box that people are buried in?
Casket.
Okay. And the ceremony is the...
All right.
Well, people went to his...
his funeral.
Mm-hmm. And if the people are dressed in black, they're in?
Mourning.
If somebody meets you on the street and asks, how are you, and you're feeling about average, you might say, oh, I'm...
pretty good.
Okay. And if you were asking somebody about their health, you might say, hello, how...
how are you?
Mm-hmm. And if you were introduced to a stranger, what would you say?
Good to know you.
Okay. I'm going to digress for a minute. What would you say to somebody if you met them?
I'd say hello. Now, most of the time, I've stopped saying I'm glad to know you. I think that is out of date as far as I'm concerned. Mm. I'd say, how do you do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I say usually. If you met somebody in the early part of the day, what would you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
Suppose you met somebody after 12 o'clock.
Good afternoon.
And suppose it were, say, about 5 or 6 o'clock.
I'd say good afternoon.
Well, suppose it's a little later.
Good evening.
Okay. Then if you're leaving somebody any time of the day, what might you say?
Goodbye.
Anything else?
So long.
Would you ever say good day?
I might.
How would you say it?
Good day.
Okay. And if you were leaving somebody after dark, what would you say?
Good night.
Would you ever say good night when you met somebody?
No.
Okay. If a man has to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, you say he has to start at?
Sun up.
Okay, and suppose he works until the sun goes out of sight, he works until?
Sundown.
Mm-hmm. And we were a little late this morning. When we got outside, the sun had already
risen.
And I saw the sun.
Rise.
And at 6, the sun?
Sets.
6 in the morning, the sun?
Oh, rises?
In the past, the sun. Yesterday it
has risen.
Yesterday the sun
rose.
Yes, okay.